Castleton University can trace its roots back to 1787, making it the oldest institution of higher learning in Vermont. Business leaders in Rutland say it's a cultural and economic engine for the entire region. But Castleton University is also part of the larger state colleges system, which has struggled financially for years. A cost-cutting plan to merge Castleton with Northern Vermont University and Vermont Technical College may be the only way to save the system. But as VPR's Nina Keck reports, for people in Castleton, it's shaking the identity of the community.
Nearly 4,700 people live in Castleton, a town where beautiful historic homes and a smattering of local businesses line a sleepy main street. The university, which enrolls about 2,400 full and part-time students, is close by.
How's it going?
Hi, Andrew.
Andrew Breading gives me a tour of the pizzeria and adjoining bar he owns.
So this is the original. This wall was never here.
His business relies heavily on students and is a popular hangout.
We call this the lounge, you know, the lounge at Third Place, you know, students coming in here. We've had professors held class in here multiple times.
Breading played football for Castleton and graduated in 2016, and he's proud to be a Spartan.
Through and through, yes, 100%. Would not change it for the world. You know, you never want to hear your alumni changing.
But change is coming. In late February, the Board of Trustees for the Vermont State Colleges approved the merger of its three residential colleges. The plan was called for by state lawmakers to ensure Vermont can continue to offer sustainable, high-quality, and affordable higher education across the state. Castleton's campus, along with NVU's campuses in Lyndon and Johnson, and Vermont Technical College's campus in Randolph, will all remain open. But their physical footprints will be downsized, administration will be centralized, and course offerings adjusted to reduce duplication and better address workforce needs. A national search will be undertaken to find a president for the new consolidated college, which will tentatively be called Vermont State University. If all goes according to plan, and if the new institution is accredited by the New England Commission of Higher Education, it's scheduled to open in the fall of 2023.
Well, I think most people would agree the merger has to happen to preserve the system. But the devil is in the details. We're not really sure what that means.
Philip Lamy, a longtime sociology professor at Castleton, worries about the downsizing. What programs will get consolidated, he wonders. How will class size be impacted? And how many faculty and staff will be cut? Last month, Castleton University President Jonathan Spiro informed staff that while he was proud of the university's marching band, one of the few in the state, it was no longer sustainable and would be replaced with a smaller spirit band. Leaning against the counter in his pizzeria, Andrew Breading wonders if the college's athletic programs and his beloved football team will be next.
You know, we're doing this to quote-unquote save money, so what is the ramifications down the line? With everything that's going on, you know, in the U.S. right now with schools closing, is this the first step to a school closing? You know, is this the first domino to fall?
Breading admits that's a worst-case scenario, but he lives in nearby Pulteney, where Green Mountain College recently closed. And to him, the fear is real. Castleton Town Manager Mike Jones says people in the community are proud of the investments that have been made at Castleton University, about $85 million worth in the last 15 years, and the growth in enrollment in that time. Jones says there's concern Castleton will suffer being joined more closely with state schools that have been struggling.
If you were a business owner, would you make that decision to invest in something that's failing in hopes that, you know, everything stabilizes?
At the Campus Athletics Center, the basketball courts and training rooms are busy, but the merger is not a hot topic of conversation, according to several students. Freshman Katie Gallagher says she's only heard bits and pieces of the plan.
Being an out-of-stater, it does worry me a little bit, because I'm actually from North Carolina, so I'm pretty far away. I'd say that I think it's good for the schools, as it could provide like more money and more opportunities, but I think it does worry me a little bit that they are going through some shortages right now.
Gallagher plays softball and says if Castleton's athletics programs are significantly downsized, she'll probably go elsewhere. She also doesn't like the idea of not having a president on campus.
One of the things I came to Castleton for is the small community feel. And I think going to one president for all different schools makes that kind of hard to reach the president to make like changes you want.
As to the name change, Gallagher admits she's not sure how she feels about that. But alumni groups, local officials, business leaders, and Rutland County's senators have come out strongly against it. Dave Walk served as Castleton University president for 16 years before stepping down in 2017. He says a Vermont State University would create needless confusion with the University of Vermont. He says it would erase all the time and money Castleton has invested on branding and hurt alumni giving.
I'm very worried, and I'm very close to the faculty and staff there and the students, and I know they're very worried about the loss of identity.
Vermont State College's chancellor, Sophie Zadotny, says she understands those concerns and says the symbolism and traditions celebrated at Castleton can be preserved. But Zadotny says they've also learned from their experience with Northern Vermont University that consolidation can work. That merger, she says, created about $9 million in cost savings.
I mean, the campuses are known as NVU Johnson, NVU Linden. We fully expect that Castleton will be a part of the identity as we move forward. But one of the messages that we really needs to be understood and needs to be reflected, I think, in the name is that this is a new entity. It is one university. You know, it may be located in multiple different places, but it's one university. It's not the status quo.
Going forward, she says the state colleges will work harder to attract new students, increase enrollment, and boost revenue. They'll offer more associate's degrees and professional credentials targeted to Vermont's workforce. And if lawmakers approve their funding request, Zadotny says annual ongoing funding to the state college system will jump 55%, which will help ensure sustainability and affordability for students. All of that, she says, will benefit Castleton and the region in the years to come. For VPR News, I'm Nynie Kack.